דקה, דקה. So today we're going to be speaking about gratitudes, and gratitudes for me is one of the most foundational aspects of relationships. They're just so important to bring couples together and to express yourself and share intimacy, emotional intimacy with your partner. And one of the important things about gratitude is that's key for us to understand is that gratitude is not just a thank you. Thank yous are great and they're very important. You know, if your wife prepares dinner, definitely a thank you. If you shovel the snow or take out the garbage or whatever, the more thank yous and that type of appreciation between yourself and your partner, or just yourself and your friends, and even to yourself and yourself, the better, 100%. But that's not what I mean when I talk about gratitude, okay? So what is a gratitude? Well, in order to understand what gratitudes are, at least for me, we have to understand what is one of the purposes of relationship. And one of the primary purposes of relationship is to connect two people, two souls, that one soul, actually two halves of the same soul, that occupy two different bodies. Okay, so that's my belief, and there are other people that believe the same thing, that really when you meet your soulmate, so to speak, you're actually engaging with the other half of your same soul. The only problem is that you have two different bodies that are completely different, and everybody has a totally different personality. They have different emotional triggers. They have different histories. They just have so many things about their lives that they bring to the table, you know, childhood wounds, right? And part of marriage is that unification, not of the soul, because the souls are already unified, but of those two bodies coming together. And of course, we know that this is consummated through intimacy, through physical intimacy, through sex, right? That's how we ultimately express. And that is actually what is unique about a marriage versus other relationships, is you're basically committing that this is the only person you're going to have sex with. Every other relationship, you can pretty much do the same thing. You can be really good friends. You can get, you know, emotional support. You can go to baseball games. You can have dinner with. You can even sleep in the same room with other people, but marriage is unique in that we're committing to have intimacy, physical intimacy with each other, as a means to connect our two bodies into one. Now, if that's what we're talking about when it comes to marriage, then how do gratitudes play a part? Well, what a gratitude basically says to another person is, I see you, I understand you, and I appreciate you. This is what we're conveying when we express the gratitude. So we're saying, I see you. So you are somebody in my field of vision. Like I see what you're doing. I understand you. So I can understand your intentions and understand your motivations. And I can understand the challenges that are going on for you. And I appreciate you. I appreciate that which you are doing for yourself and for our family and for me. And that's what we're trying to say when we express a gratitude. Okay. And when I do that, what I'm essentially doing is connecting, not through physical connection. So we did that through the sex part and the intimacy, but emotionally, heart to heart, I'm conveying that you and I are connected because I get you. And I get you happens to be one of the things that many of the women who I deal with complain about the most. He just doesn't get me. He doesn't understand who I am. He doesn't see me for who I am. He thinks I'm something different. I don't feel close to him. We don't communicate, right? We don't share that connection, right? So that's a big problem in relationships, right? Because people are so busy with their lives and people are so consumed with their own problems, right? Not in a bad way. It's just, that's just life, right? We're all so occupied with challenges that we face that we sometimes fail to see that other person. So a gratitude really gets across the message that you and I are on the same team. Okay? That's number one. So that's the foundational purpose of a gratitude, the way that it's written in my guide. The second thing that a gratitude does is much more functional. So I'm assuming that everybody who's here has been in some sort of romantic relationship. And as we know, you can basically evaluate your relationship on what I call a relationship thermometer, right? Every relationship has a temperature. Sometimes it gets hot and sometimes it's cold. Right in the middle is where we want it to be. If it's too hot, you border on anger. And if it's too cold, you border on being distant and separated. We want to keep things kind of right in the middle there. And gratitudes are a great way to reduce anger and the fire that's between you, and a wonderful way to break the ice that's between you. Because it's a loving gesture, a loving communicative gesture that lets your partner know that you have goodwill towards them. Goodwill is what breaks the ice, right? When I'm feeling good about you and I let you know that, and you receive that, so that elevates, that breaks the distance between us, or that reduces the heat and the negativity. I know for myself that I've had periods in my relationship where there's been like this cloud of negativity that just follows me along. It could be an hour, a day, sometimes it could be a week, you know? And it's like, how do you break out of that negativity where it's like, no matter what you say, no matter what your intentions are, somehow it comes out wrong, or it, you know, starts a fight. I seen you're shaking your head. I guess you know what I'm talking about. And vice versa. Sometimes we're so busy with our lives that there's just a coldness that sets in and you feel disconnected from your partner. And gratitude is the thing that can really bridge that gap and bring people closer together. It's a message of, hey, I like you and I love you and I see you and I want to be close to you. And here's how I'm letting you know, by giving you this gift of appreciation. Okay, so that's what gratitudes really are. So the question is, you know, how do we express gratitude? Well, before we get into the how, I just want to tell you a quick story. The third thing that I want to say about gratitude is that it's life-changing, not just for the person who receives the gratitude, because it's always nice, right, Erica? It's always nice when somebody says something nice about you, right? It always feels good, right? And it could definitely change you. Even the mention of gratitude is eliciting a beautiful smile on your face right now, right? Wouldn't it be nice if somebody said, hey, wow, you're a great teacher, student, partner, friend, right? That feels terrific, right?
Right.
And I'm sure as a teacher, as a professor, you know, I'm sure grading all these papers, if somebody were to tell you, hey, you know, you're doing a great job. If you're, you know, your higher ups are saying, you know, you're fantastic. I can't believe you're able to do all this. It really makes a big difference to our university. You probably haven't heard that much, right?
No.
Wow.
A funny story. Just the other day, I was my son got trapped in Canada because of this COVID stuff, and we couldn't get him home. And it was like one ticket. I had to buy one ticket after the next event with the, you know, getting the COVID tests and stuff to get him back to America. It's like this whole thing. And I was on the phone with Air Canada, and this customer service lady answered the phone. And I'm telling you, this is probably the fifth or sixth call that I made to get him home. And it happened to be that every Air Canada person that I had spoken to was just so helpful. So I'm on the phone with this lady, and she's completely, you know, clacking away. You can hear her clacking away and trying to get the reservations and stuff like that. And I said to her, you know, I just want to tell you something. And we're already dealing with a tense subject. And this was at the end of her shift. And I said, I want to let you know that Air Canada and you have the best customer service I have ever had from any airline. This lady started laughing so hard. She goes, oh, when you started, I was for sure know that you're going to totally rip me apart again like every other person in this whole day. She's like, I can't believe you just said that to me. It is the best way to end my shift. And she went on and on and on. I'm like, okay, at some point, I'm like, wait, we got to get this ticket going. She kept on talking and talking and talking about how thankful she was that I said that to her and how I just made her day and made her week. gratitude is just a wonderful thing for us to connect to other people and really make it special. So there was this one woman who, her name is Haley Bartholomew. I don't know anybody who's seen the guide that I have. I think I mentioned her. And I'll put a link in the chat if you're interested. She did this project called 365 Grateful. She's a woman from Australia. She's a beautiful TED Talk. It's about a 15, 20 minute TED Talk. It's just, you bring a box of Kleenex, it's fantastic. She, everything was going right in her life. She had beautiful children. She had a loving husband. She had a job. She lived in sunny Australia in a beautiful area. She was miserable, totally miserable, depressed. She couldn't shake it. She started getting not nice to her kids and not nice to her husband. She didn't know what to do with herself. So she went to, she's not a very religious person, but somehow somebody recommended her to this nun. And she went to this nun, and I don't know how old the nun was, but for whatever reason, whenever I say the word nun, I'm always thinking of this, some older old lady like Mother Teresa or something. And the nun said to her, you know, and she was literally, you know, on the verge of depression and all these different things. The nun said to her that what she's missing is appreciation of her life. And she gave her this assignment. She says, I want you to write down 5 things a day that you can be, that you can experience gratitude for right here and right now. And this woman was so like disappointed that this is what this lady told her to do. You know, she's just like, oh, I came all this way. I was expecting some sort of like miraculous advice or some sort of new insight into life. And, but she committed. The lady said to her, listen, just do what I say, write this down and see what happens. And what Haley Bartholomew decided to do, instead of writing it down, she bought a Polaroid camera. You two look so young, I'm not sure if you even know what a Polaroid camera is. Do you know what a Polaroid camera is, either of you?
Yeah, this is one of those ones that we had like the films and everything inside that yes. used to be when I was a kid. Oh, okay. Yeah.
And it ejects the photo right away. So the photo comes right out right away. Yeah. Yeah. So she bought this Polaroid camera, and instead of writing things down, she took a picture every day of, I don't know, at least one thing that she could find gratitude for. And as she started, she slowly realized all the incredible beauty and the awesome blessings that she had in her life. She was taking pictures of literally everything. She'd take pictures of dinner. She took pictures of her daughter. She took pictures of her kids riding their bicycles. She took pictures of a sunset. She took pictures of the leaves, you know, turning colors. She, every day. And what she did is she took 365 of these pictures, and she has a project called 365 Grateful. And she made a whole presentation, a whole book. You could buy the book, you know, just of the three, and they're all gorgeous photos. But what's most important is she tuned into the incredible amount of good things that were actually happening in her life, and she completely transformed. She spent so much more time with her kids. She appreciated her husband. She fell in love with her husband again. She fell in love with spending time being a mother again. All these things that were weighing on her shoulders before completely transformed. And it's a beautiful story, and she has a beautiful TED Talk. So one of the best benefits of gratitude is not just to bring a smile to Erica's face when you give her a compliment, right? But also to change your own perspective of your own life. That's like the most powerful feature. And that's what I use it for in my counseling. It's not so much, it is of course for the recipient, but mainly I'm dealing with people who come to me with a lot of complaints about their wife or about their husband or about their job. And I secretly use gratitudes to help them completely reframe all the blessings they have in their life. And it's incredible. Okay, great. So that's what gratitude is about. That's the power of gratitude. So I'm really excited about it, and I use it in my own life. And we can talk about that later, but let's get into some nuts and bolts. So one of the things I always ask my clients right away, when they call me up and they say, oh, my husband did this, or my boyfriend did that, or my wife, or my mom did that, you know, and all these issues that they're experiencing are real. I never make fun of anybody's issues. They're all legit, right? Everybody's experience is totally legit because they're feeling something, right? So as soon as the, you know, as soon as they vented long enough, which is usually about 15, 20 minutes, I spring the surprise question on them. And I say, what five things can you be thankful for your wife today? What five things do you think your wife is deserving of gratitude for? And invariably, the first time I ask that question, the answer is always, there's nothing that she's done that she, you know, she doesn't deserve any gratitude. And what are you asking me that question for? Or even when I ask the wives about their husband, right? What five things can you say right now that you could be thankful to your husband? What did your husband do today? And I'm not looking for big ticket items. I'm not looking for he's a very spiritual man or he's courageous. I mean, yeah, that's nice for sure. But I mean, practical. What today can you be thankful for? So there's usually a huge pause. So the way I like to run this, I usually say, okay, well, where is he right now? Oh, he's at work. Oh, so he works. So he feels responsible for the family. Yes. Okay. I said, did he get to work on time? Oh, yes, he always gets to. Oh, so he's a very responsible person. So he not only does he take care of support the family, but he's a very responsible person. But I said, did he say goodbye to you and the kids before he left? Yes, he always says goodbye to the children and he says goodbye. Oh, so he's conscientious about your relationship. He cares about connecting with you. Yes. Now this is just three things right off the bat, you know, that happened this morning. I mean, forget about all the other things when he comes home and he cooks dinner or whatever he does, even if he's, you know, spending time with the kids or even in his own projects that he has, right? And, you know, coming up with gratitudes for people, for your spouse, may seem like a challenge because oftentimes we think of these big ticket items and we confuse them with how we're feeling about our spouse or our partner or our friend or our mother or whoever it is. But in reality, each and every one of us does thousands of things a day for which we can receive deserved gratitude. Thousands, right? You pick something off the floor, shows that you care about the house. You kiss your daughter as she goes to school, shows that you care about your family, right? There are just thousands of things. You're responsible with the grading. You take your job seriously. You connect with a student in a beautiful way. Or Erica, you do whatever job that you do. I didn't ask you what do you do, Erica?
I work in human resources. I'm a case manager for the homeless.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So there's a whole mountain of things to be grateful for, right? That somebody could be grateful, even though you probably get a lot of, you know, flack all day long from people. Oh. But in reality, right, for every one thing that you could have done better, there's thousands of things you're doing right every day.
Well, that's right. A good perspective.
Yeah. Take that. If you didn't, you know, the whole place would fall apart, right? I mean, you're doing most of the work. Yes, there are probably some cases that could be pushed to the front, or maybe you didn't give something as much attention. And those are the things that get all the, you know, the loud screaming from your customers. But for the most part, all of us do things, show up in life every day. And this is what we want to do. This is why the number one part of gratitude and the most difficult part of gratitude, but the simplest, is noticing what to be grateful for. That's the trick. Once you've tuned in your mind on how to notice something to be grateful for, it's never ending. It could be anything. You know, I saw my son reach for the, you know, go outside and get the mail from the mailbox. Wow. That's some thank you, like more than a thank you. We can compose an entire gratitude, which I'll do in a second. Or, you know, my wife cleaned off the table, or she helped me set up the lights for this, you know, webinar. Or there's just a million things. You know, she looks pretty today. She dresses like a woman who cares about herself. That alone is something to be. There are people whose wives or husbands literally dress in sweatpants and old t-shirts, and that's what they wear around the house and sometimes out of the house, right? But my wife dresses beautifully every day. That's something to be grateful for, right?
You don't have to see how students show up to class. You want to hang yourself.
So disrespectful, huh? It's unbelievable. Yeah. So every day, the number one tool of, you know, expressing gratitude is noticing, And just train your mind on how to notice. When you start learning how to notice, you'll see it everywhere. You'll never run out of things to be grateful. Okay. The next step is to express it. Now, a lot of people get stumbled on expressing it because for a lot of people, they think that expressing gratitude is writing a love letter, right? They think it's like this long, complicated thing where, you know, oh, you know, I've seen the way you, you know, float across the room and you make my heart this and that, and everything is so, you know, frilly, and it's nothing like that. You just need to say what actually happened. So I noticed when you turned in all those papers, right? So that all I'm doing is, I appreciate the fact that you turned in those papers on time, right? That's all it is. Or Erica, when you say, you know, you've shown up to work every day this week with the snow and everything, always on time every day, you know, I appreciate that, right? You don't have to come up with anything. And this is really important with the spouse, because in general, unless it's like your birthday or something, most spouses kind of feel a little weird if you really go over the handle on the love. The reality is that the more flowery our language, I didn't say that word right, but flowery, whatever, our language, it's often an indicator that the gratitude you're expressing is more about you than it is about them, right? You're trying to make this about you and how wonderful you can compose something or how powerful you can say something to them. It's not what we're looking for over here. You agree with that?
Yeah.
So you just want to keep it really, really simple. Just an expression of what you saw. When you picked up the mail, when you shoveled the walk, when you took out the garbage, I noticed that you cleaned up after dinner. Wow, I noticed how gently you woke up our daughter for school today. Any little thing, right? So that's step two. The first step is notice. The second step is to express it simply. And the third step is to attach it to a feeling. Now, this is the connecting piece, when you attach it to a feeling. Okay. So, and you know, it's Murdad. Is that correct? Am I saying your name right?
Yes. Yes.
Very good. Murdad. Okay, good. Yeah. So I just didn't know how to say it. So I'm glad I got that. Okay. So, so Murdad, for instance, when we express a gratitude, we want to notice something that somebody did. And then we want to just say it cleanly and clearly what we saw. And then we want to attach it to how that made us feel. Right? That itself is the connecting piece. So let's use you as an example. Can I use your school as an example, for instance?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So Murdad, when you turned in all those report cards on time, I noticed how responsible you were with your job. That makes me feel really secure having such a great employee or a great partner. You see how I attach that to a feeling? That makes me feel so secure having such a devoted or responsible employee. Right? So that's the piece that really connects my heart to your heart. That's the piece that says, hey, I get you. I understand you. I'm connecting with you. Right? Erica, how did that feel when I said that?
It felt great.
Felt good, right?
Yeah.
Right. And let's just use you as an example. So here you're in resources and you deal with homeless people, you said?
Yes.
Homeless people. So what do you do for them?
Basically everything. I house them, make sure they have their medical things situated, educational, just like the constant source of resource for
them. Good. Excellent. So so let's use you as an example. Erica, I know how hard it is to work with homeless people all day long, and you are always showing up so resourceful and so responsibly. That makes me so proud of having you as one of our team members. Right? Doesn't that fit? You should say that to your boss.
Right? That would be a twist.
You can say that to your boss or to your friend or to your boyfriend or to whoever is in your life. But you see that last piece, this is so much more than a thank you, right? This is so much more than just thank you, you did a great job. And believe me, thank yous are fantastic. We all need more thank yous in our life. I'm not in any way suggesting that we don't. But this is what brings couples together when you're able to say this to your spouse. You know, when you spoke, I notice how wonderfully you engaged with our daughter this morning before school. It makes me feel so happy to have such a wonderful partner as my wife. Right? Now that's connecting, right? So I'm not just saying thank you, or I'm not just saying, hey, good job. And those things are terrific. But I'm letting her know that I see her, I understand her, and I appreciate her. Right? Good. Excellent. Okay. So it's really not that difficult. It's a little bit more complicated than just what we normally would say. But again, there's only three pieces: noticing, expressing what you saw, and attaching it to a feeling. That's it. Okay. Who here wants to try?
That guy. Okay, I'll try. No, I'll try. Okay. So what do I, am I coming up with a hypothetical situation?
Yes. Or, yes.
Okay. Okay. I'll use my mom.
Okay.
Notice. See, it is hard. Oh my God. Mom, I noticed that you're always going to the store and just buying me clothes and my favorite snacks, and that makes me feel very cared for and loved and appreciated. Is that right? Is it okay for me to say? I don't know. Is that right?
That's very good. Now when you said that makes me feel very cared for, loved, and appreciated, that's perfect.
Okay.
But even let's just take it to the next level. You want to talk about the relationship itself. So you want to say about her. So it makes me feel so safe and loved having such a great mom.
Okay.
You see how that little twist there? You want to make it about her.
Right.
If you can, you don't have to make it about her, but I'm just helping you with like kind of up in that appreciation, just even a higher level.
Right. I knew it was missing something. So that, I think that was it. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Cool. Okay. Mirdad, it's your turn.
Okay. So, well, this is about you actually.
Oh,
so I really appreciate that you created this opportunity and you dedicated your time, like an hour at least of your day for the meeting. And that makes me feel very calm. Actually, today it was kind of a turmoil for myself that, you know, if I have any sort of a relationship issue, I found a very, very great resource that I've actually talked to. So it's not just like an account somewhere.
Right.
So that you made it real. And that's fantastic. I really needed that today. And I really appreciate it.
Sure. Thank you very much. That's awesome. Good job. Yeah. So I got a feeling in there. So it made you feel calm. It made you feel happy. It made you feel good. And you explained what I do, which is I made this class. That's perfect. That's a great job. That's a great job. Now let me see if my wife is still there. She's kind of hiding behind me. Let's see if she's, I'll ask her to make an appreciation about her husband. Let's see what happens.
Yeah.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello.
There she is, Miss America.
So I do gratitude differently than my husband, but I was listening carefully. Well, let's see. I notice how much you care about our children and you take their welfare seriously and you have fun with them and beautiful talks with them. And the amount of laughter we have in the house is really just terrific. And it makes me feel like I have a wonderful partner to be raising my children.
Wow. Awesome. Thank you, honey.
When they get married.
Yes. Oh, wow. Thank you very much. It's a beautiful compliment. Appreciate that.
And I also wanted to say something if I could.
Please, of course.
So I'm a somatic mind-body healer. And so I've studied like the body and the effect of, you know, our thoughts and our speech on the body. And that's what I do with clients. And so I think what's also important to recognize with gratitudes and appreciations is that it has an energetic effect, not only on the person saying them, but on the relationship itself. So if you look at the world and people from like a nervous system kind of like perspective, we're all like walking nervous systems, and we could be in fight or flight, we could be in freeze, or we could be in like a calm state of, you know, feeling safe to socialize. So what's beautiful, especially when, if there has been fighting or difficulty in a relationship, is that when we start appreciating our partner and also receiving appreciations, it starts calming the nervous system of the partner. It starts bringing in emotional safety into the relationship. And not only does your kind of vibe go up, and your nervous system calm, but so does the partner. And so that's where really intimacy and joy can happen, because you start feeling safe with each other instead of attacked. So instead of feeling like an animal that's, you know, crouched in the corner because there's so much criticism and negative judgment going on, there's actually like an energetic feeling in the body and in the home and in the relationship of, wow, I can feel safe with this person. They see me, they appreciate me, I'm getting it right. And it really affects the dynamic very, very much so.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's really true. So you're saying that not only does the appreciation affect like their emotional state, but also their physiological state, because it brings down the anxiety and nervousness, maybe some fear that they're having about the relationship or about other things in life, right? Yes. They could be afraid if they could have had a bad day somewhere else, and then you compliment in this area, and you're saying it affects the whole.
Yeah, it makes people like feel more secure, more safe in the world, more like they belong somewhere. These are like basic human kind of feelings that we all want. So, yeah.
Awesome. Okay, great. Great. Now, thank you. okay, so. The way I suggest people implement gratitudes, if this is something that is important to them, is to, if you have somebody, let's just say you're having somebody who you're in dissonance with, right? You're just not getting along or something like that, right? So what you want to do is I have a worksheet that's part of the, if you take a look at the comment section, I have the full download, and in there is like a worksheet just for yourself, like to do yourself. But basically what I have is I say, you know, write down three things about this person that you could be grateful for. And then the next section is, okay, write it, you know, express it. So what I noticed when you did this, or I appreciate that you X, Y, and Z, or you have to learn how to come up with it yourself, but you know, you can definitely get good at that. And then the third section is just attach that thing to a feeling. So it's like a whole little sheet that you can use to easily craft an appreciation, right? So it's like, it's pretty simple to do, right? And you'll see if you try doing this, you know, I started doing this not just to my wife and I had a time where we were doing like three or four a day, which was great, you know. We've kind of slacked off a little bit, but one of the things that's really nice is that, like I mentioned to you before, when you raise the temperature of your relationship, it's almost like, not that you don't need to do it, but the feeling of appreciation is always there in the relationship. So it's not as absent as before you started doing it. And that's not an excuse. It's just a reality of a relationship where it's like, you've raised the floor of your relationship to a brand new level where, you know, you're not underwater anymore. And that's really, really helpful. And like I said, this goes for boyfriend, girlfriend, coworkers. I started doing with some of my male friends, which is really nice, you know? Yeah, it is really nice. And they look at me like, you know, what's wrong with you? And I say, a lot is wrong with me, but that's
funny.
But yeah, it's just a great way to change your own mindset about life. And it's an area that I always, it's a tool that I always fall back on when I have any stress. Maybe it's stress with one of my kids. Maybe it's stress with my job. Maybe it's stress with my health. You know, there's just, it's just a great way, fallback tool. To be, okay, let's cut the negativity and start focusing on what's going right, and what's going wrong, and what I can be thankful, what are my successes. So it's even for yourself, it's an important thing to say thank you for yourself. Matter of fact, we'll do that now. Erica, why don't you give me three things that you could say thankful to yourself about?
Oh, I'm thankful to myself about. Oh,
you appreciate about yourself.
I appreciate my persistence in life. Appreciate my intelligence, and I appreciate, geez, Erica, what do you appreciate about yourself? I appreciate my talents, I guess. Yeah.
Good. Yeah. Awesome. Beautiful. Okay, Mirdad, what's up with you?
Well, I appreciate, I'm very patient, so my patience.
Yes.
You have to be. I appreciate that I work hard, and I am also I'm loyal to my friends.
Beautiful. And
I didn't even know that about myself that much until I came to the US, when there was now a distance issue, but I kept the connections, you know. I'm still in contact with some of my high school teachers.
Wow.
Even though I graduated high school about like 15 years ago, something like that.
Wow. Amazing.
So I still talk to them. You know, I actually talked to one of them a couple of days ago. So yeah, I think these are the three things that comes to my mind.
Great. So you're loyal, you're hardworking, and you're patient.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay, Miriam.
So I'd like to appreciate myself that, that I get up every morning and I'm persistent, you know, in life, no matter what God's sending my way. I'm showing up.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I'm showing up. I love sharing with people about somatic healing and the body. So I do things to share with people and spread light that way. And I try to compliment my kids and appreciate my kids so that they grow up with hearing those words in their mind.
Yeah.
And so that, and sometimes we even do an appreciation around the dinner table or something so that they get into that habit of being able to, you know, just again, bring more positivity in their relationships and know that about themselves as well.
Yeah, it's great. That's one of my favorite things that my wife started in our family. She started like this round table of appreciation at dinner. Now, it's not every dinner. She'll just poke up every once in a while and say, okay, let's do appreciations. And usually the kids are like, oh, mom.
Not this again.
But they do it. They all do it. And they take turns appreciating everybody at the table. They say one nice thing or a couple nice things about each person. And it's really warm. It's really warm and connecting. So thank you. I appreciate that about you. And I guess I'll say about myself that I'm thankful and appreciative that I'm a hard worker and that I'm a loyal and loving husband and that I love helping people. Those are three things that I could, the list goes on and on and on, but for the sake of brevity, I'll just leave it at that. Anyway, so we're going to wind down. I really thank everybody here for coming. And like I said, there's a link to a full guide in the comments if you want. And what's cool about the guide, if you haven't seen it yet, is in towards the end, there's a list of about 30 or 40 appreciations that you can use. I give them to my clients. They literally cut and paste them and they text them to each other. And it's just a lot of fun, you know, and if you follow me on Twitter, sometimes you'll see that I post, with their permission, of course, some of the appreciation things that go back and forth between couples. And it's really, really nice. It really helps relationships turn around and puts them back on a good, because it's hard to solve problems in relationships when the atmosphere and the temperature is so low or just too much anger. So I like to start out the counseling programs with everybody flood each other with goodwill and good feelings. And that way we can start from a place where everybody's kind of in love again, like they were in the beginning. Right. So in any case, yeah. And
maybe see if there's any questions.
Oh, has. Yes. Does anybody have any questions? Thanks.
I have one. So I know you said that you would extend the appreciation text to your male friends. With this whole thing with gratitude that you have going on, do you notice with your clients or just in your personal life that it's easier for the women to give appreciation or the men? Because I know you said the dudes are like, oh, what are you doing? So like, do you think it's easier for one sex, or how do you think? And I don't even know if I asked that right. Does that
make sense? Yeah, it did. And I'm going to give a very non-politically correct answer. So here we go. But it's going to be my experience as a therapist. When couples come to see me, there's usually, obviously, there's something wrong in the relationship. That's why they call me. No one calls me up and says, everything's fine, can we see? You know, so everybody calls me up. What I find is that for women, it's harder for them to express appreciation when they're holding on to a bitterness or a resentment. It's really hard. Like they just, it's almost like they can't, you know? Whereas for a guy, it's kind of like, okay, well, this is a little awkward, but if this is what you think is going to make everything better, I'll be willing to do it, you know? But that's why I usually start with the men first. I usually start with the men doing it first because, you know, it may be a little strange to them. They may feel odd doing it, but they're willing to, you know, just do whatever I say to get back in their good graces with their wives. With the women, I find that sometimes they're holding on to something. He said this to me last week, 2 weeks ago, 2 years ago, 10 years ago, and I haven't forgotten it. And I just don't feel like I can express myself to him fully until that issue is resolved. Does that make sense to you, Erica?
Yes, it does, actually.
you can relate to that, huh?
and on top of that, men are usually, like, generally easier with words. Uh-huh. So if you want to get them to talk, they can talk. But, you know, as you mentioned, like, ladies have, like, okay, so I have to figure this thing out before I can talk about that thing. So, right. You know,
yes. Yeah,
that brings the whole thing that women might be a little bit, you know, more constrained to talk, but the guys, you tell them, it's like, okay, so I can say this or that. You
know? Exactly. Yeah, it comes a little easier for, in my experience, for some of the men. You know, they just do what they're told, so to speak. You know, by the time they get to me, they're pretty much willing to do anything to, you know, fix things up.
Yeah, but they already admitted they have there's a problem that needs to be solved by a third party. That's right. A massive step. So.
Exactly.
Actually, okay.
Meryl, do you see the same thing or no?
I look at it, yeah, women for sure, like, and you know, and then that's when the somatic healing really helps with the resentment for women and the anger, like never suppressing the feelings, but really being able to release them in a somatic way and also sometimes in a private way so that if they need to come to their spouse about something or their partner, it's already deflated and they're very clear about what they want to say. So, but so we work with the emotions for sure. But I also know that men are usually raised in more of a culture where it's the male culture where there's like a teasing or sometimes humiliation or, you know, shame or competition. And so I think they're not used to receiving compliments either. While with women, like, you know, we kind of know how to say nice things to each other, compliment each other and be kind to each other. And so I think it's really cool that you're doing that with your male friends because they're probably not used to being built up like that or spoken to like in a way of like, hey, right. You're getting this right, you know, like,
yeah.
So I think that's really, I think it's healthy.
Right. I have to do more for my kids too. That'd be nice. Yes. Okay. Everybody have a wonderful day. If you need to find me anywhere, of course, you can come to my blog at davidfeldman.com or just davidfeldman.com or all the action, the fun, the parties on Twitter, you know, my handle at davidfeldman. And it was really nice meeting both of you, and say hi to me online sometime, you know, hit me up with a, you know.
Yeah. I'll send you a DM or something. Just okay. So we have each other. One thing like,
yes.
This was a two-part class. Is the second part is basically the same thing, just you wanted to make sure that the people have other time they can join, or there's a continuation?
We don't need to do another part. I thought if there's gonna be more people, then there'd be more things to do. What I was going to do was give you guys an assignment, and we can still do that, but I don't think we need to have a whole class about it. You can hit me up on Twitter, but the assignment is to write one gratitude to somebody, you know, every other day. So basically 3 or 4 gratitudes by next week, if you want to do that. And then what I love to do with my clients is I have them write them to their spouse. And then I tell them wait till the spouse responds, and then screenshot it and send it to me. So it holds them accountable, because I say to them over WhatsApp, I'm like, where's your gratitude today? I didn't see your gratitude, right? And it's just really nice, because I'm on their backs all week long about sending gratitudes. But if you wanted to do that, you can send them to me via DM on Twitter if you feel like it. And I'd love to see the sending, and then I'd love to see how that person responds, because sometimes the response is just like a thumbs up, which is okay, which is fine. But sometimes the response is unbelievable. Like, I can't believe you said that to me. I've been feeling down today. This meant so much to me. Or I didn't know that you actually felt that way. Unbelievable responses that you get. Zakah, Zakah.